Hare Krishna. So on the occasion of Krishna Saradiya Ras Yatra, let us try to understand what this supremely transcendental festival demonstrates. So Rasa Leela is the eternal dance of divine love. It is the celebration of pure love, where everything of this world is forgotten in the ecstasy of devotion. So the gopis give up everything. They give up even their families, even their children. Everything of this world is given up in for the sake of the Lord. So the Ras Leela happens in spring as well as in autumn, and both of them have their distinctive moods. In the autumn is the season when the rains have ended, and now the coldness of winter is starting. And at that time, there is greenery, lush greenery all around. And in that atmosphere of autumn, amidst the stimulating coldness of the upcoming winter, the soothing warmth of pure devotion illumines and activates the heart of Krishna and the gopis, and they perform this celebration of supreme love. So in the Rasa Leela, there are many activities. Now, there is dancing, there are water sports, there is discussing, and then there is the culmination. So all these are a part of the Ras Leela, and Krishna and the gopis, they come together, and the gopis united around Krishna, and Krishna along with Radharani, and Krishna in his multiple expansions with the various gopis. This all demonstrates how there is individuality and unity in pure devotion. Krishna is so personal and so reciprocal and so supremely omnipotent that he perfectly reciprocates with the love of each devotee. So every devotee, not all the gopis, when Krishna calls by playing the flute, are able to come immediately. Now different gopis experience different levels of difficulties, and one by one the gopis come in streams. Some gopis come earlier, some gopis come later, and they all join Krishna in the Ras Leela. Like that, you know, we all want to, Prabhupada said that we are all dancing to the tunes of Mahamaya, but we want to dance to the tunes of Yoga Maya, and we are caught, shackled by our anarthas, and the anarthas check us, but we want to break free from them and rush towards Krishna and join in his festival of divine love. So that is the perfection of our lives, to be a participant, even if a small, insignificant participant, a witness in the supreme pastimes of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Ras Leela is not certainly a historical event. It is a transcendental event which happened at one time in history, which happens eternally in the spiritual world, but it is also an ongoing event. You know, in the spiritual world, time is the servant of Krishna. And whenever Krishna wants, there can be spring. Whenever Krishna wants, there can be autumn. In fact, Krishna in Anandavan Champu Kavikarnapur explains that Vrindavan is a place where all six seasons and all the flowers and fruits which are associated with these seasons, they all manifest simultaneously. So then what is the meaning of saying Rasya Ras Leela, Sharadiya spring Ras Leela or autumn Ras Leela? Actually, this variety is just to increase the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes. So even in autumn, Krishna can manifest spring, and the Vrindavan forest serves Krishna according to his mood. So the variety of the seasons is simply to increase the ecstasy and the intensity of devotion and devotional reciprocation. So autumn, in the spiritual world, every moment is, every talk is a every talk is a song, every walk is a dance, every moment is a festival of ecstasy. But the variety is there to bring about more sweetness, more relish, and more intensity in the reciprocation of love. So that is what we aspire to enter into. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through the Sankirtan movement, has given us opportunity to enter into these exalted, intimate pastimes of Krishna with his topmost devotees. Shri Krishna Sardiya Rasyatra Ki Jai.